CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Labor Day weekend is winding down and travel this year is picking up.
AAA says booking data shows domestic travel is up 4% over last year, domestic cruises up 19%, and international travel up 44%. The most popular U.S. spots include cities like Orlando, New York, Las Vegas, and Denver. AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz.
A lot of the travel that we are seeing as well is up in the cooler destinations, cooler weathers, Pacific Northwest. Seattle. Seattle's big because of the cruises that head up to Alaska.
Canada is popular in the late summer, and Europe has seen a surge of U.S. travelers all year. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at townhall.com, a 46% pay raise, a 32-hour week with 40 hours of pay, a restoration of traditional pensions. Those are the demands that a more combative United Auto Workers Union has passed on to General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. And is edging it closer to a strike when a contract ends in a week and a half, September 14th. The automakers, which are making billions in profits, have dismissed the UAW's wish list. On the international front, Israeli security forces clashing with armed Palestinians in the occupied West Bank.
This is the first known raid to involve undercover Israeli troops going into Jenin since the major assault in July. Local sources have told the BBC they entered in Palestinian cars and targeted a building used by Al-Qassam brigades, the armed wing of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Unconfirmed Israeli reports say a so-called suicide drone, or a small explosive drone, was used against militants who were firing at the troops, injuring several of the militants, while Palestinian reports claim gunmen shot the drone down.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A high-level meeting involving Saudi, Palestinian, and U.S. officials is scheduled for Tuesday. We have the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
In what might be an indication that an expected deal brokered by the United States that would see Saudi Arabia become the next Middle Eastern nation to normalize relations with Israel, Palestinian leaders are traveling to the Saudi kingdom on Tuesday. The delegation will be headed by Hussein al-Sheikh, Secretary General of the Fatah faction's executive committee, and one of the names often suggested as successor to octogenarian Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. It will include Palestinian intelligence chief Majid Farage and diplomatic advisor Majdi Khaldi. Joined by Brett McGurk of the U.S. National Security Agency, talks will focus on what the Palestinians will receive in the American-Saudi deal. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. For small businesses that rely on summer tourism to keep afloat, extreme weather is replacing the pandemic as the determining factor in how well a summer will go.
The pandemic had its ups and downs for tourism. A total shutdown would be followed by a rush of vacations due to pent-up demand. This year, small businesses say vacation cadences are returning to normal. Meanwhile, with heat waves, fires, and storms becoming more frequent and intense, small businesses increasingly see extreme weather as their next long-term challenge.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Authorities say a man has been arrested after allowing his 10-year-old son to drive a pickup truck on a Phoenix area freeway. The child's 49-year-old father was booked into the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office jail on suspicion of endangerment, unlawfully permitting a minor to drive, and having an open container of alcohol in the vehicle. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Rust-Oleum's Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint is the first ever adjustable spray paint can. Choose from 5 different spray settings so you can get a professional finish on every project. A can is just $6.49 each after 11% rebate. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at the
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Allen. Police in Fond du Lac have identified a suspect in the death of Cindy Schultz Yedis.
She's 27-year-old Taylor Sanchez, who is expected to face a judge early this week to find out if the case will move forward. Schultz Yedis had just begun serving her life sentence for killing Ken Yedis in 2006, but may have been preparing an appeal of that decision at the time of her death. Police immediately noted that the investigation was being treated as a homicide, though details of what led them to that conclusion have not been released. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's elevated fire danger across much of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has responded to 10 wildfires in the last week, and with the forecast indicating very hot, dry, and windy conditions through Monday, the agency is asking everybody to stay vigilant and avoid all outdoor burning. That includes campfires. There's elevated fire danger across southern and central Wisconsin, and on windy, dry days, embers from any fire can easily get out of control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Check current fire danger, wildlife reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR website. This Labor Day finds the union movement enjoying some gains in Wisconsin and nationwide. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale hopes we'll consider what unions can mean for workers.
Union membership helps build the middle class. And when more workers are in unions, workers have more money to put back into the economy, which bolsters our middle class.
Nationally, represented workers include both 14.3 million union members and 1.7 million who report no union affiliation, but whose jobs are covered by a union contract. That's 11.3% of the nation's workforce. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
The hot temperatures at Saturday's UW football opener caused heat-related issues. UW-Madison police say 250 people were under medical observation at cooling centers at Camp Randall Stadium during the Badgers' season kickoff against Buffalo. Temperatures in the upper 80s also led to 36 paramedic calls, 50 first aid calls, and 9 people taken from the stadium in an ambulance. And Labor Day means grilling for many, so consider getting your meat from a local butcher or processor.
State Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says you've got lots of options all across Wisconsin, and you'll be helping neighbors and local farms.
Supporting the industry, celebrating the industry, it's great to have the options we have in Wisconsin.
Romanski says 15 new processors have opened their doors over the past year, so you can find a local store near you. Just do a search online for local butcher or log on to somethingspecialwi.com. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, Attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. A mix of clouds and sun. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 91 this afternoon. Lows level off around 70 tonight. We should top off around 89 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 86.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. From the scoreboard, the Phillies beat the Brewers 4-2. It was the Tigers 3-2. Tim Anderson doubled off to lead the first inning for his 1,000th career hit, all of those with the White Sox. Red Sox beat the Royals 7-3. Rangers get by the Twins 6-5. A's beat the Angels 10-6. It was the Rays 6-2 over the Guardians. Yankees over the Astros 6-1. Cubs rout the Reds 15-7. Phillies defeat the Brewers 4-2 to avoid being swept. Marlins complete their first four-game sweep of the Nationals 6-4. Cardinals, same score over the Pirates. Dodgers beat the Braves 3-1. Padres shut out the Giants 4-0. Mets over the Mariners 6-3. Blue Jays beat the Rockies 7-5. And the Orioles beat the Diamondbacks 8-5. This is SRN Sports. Coco Gauff becomes the first American teenager since Serena Williams with more than two decades ago to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals in consecutive years. She got that far, this time by beating Caroline Wozniacki 6-3, 3-6, 6-1 Sunday. Gauff will pay Jelena Ostapenko after she ended Iga Swiatek's U.S. Open title defense with a 3-6, 6-3, 6-1 win in the fourth round. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic eliminated qualifier Borna Gojo 6-2, 7-5, 6-4. He'll go to the quarterfinals. Next up for Djokovic will be a matchup against number 9 seed Taylor Fritz, a 25-year-old from California. Fritz is the only remaining player in the men's bracket not to have dropped a set so far. College football, three games on Sunday. Florida State throttled 5th-ranked LSU Sunday night 45-24 earlier. Oregon State beat San Jose State 42-17. Northwestern lost to Rutgers 24-7. SRN Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where it's on to game week for the Green Bay Packers as they get set for the season opener coming up on Sunday in Chicago, taking on the Bears. On to college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers opened up the season on Saturday with a 38-17 win over Buffalo. The Badgers off to a little bit of a slow start, leading just 14-10 at halftime, but broke it open in the second half. The running back duo of Braylon Allen, who went for 141 yards and two touchdowns, and Chaz Malusi, who went for two touchdowns and 157 yards, leading the way. And Allen says they're friends and it's a healthy rivalry.
It's easy. I mean, it's easy, you know, being as close as we are, but we both want to see each other succeed. We both have the same goals. So, you know, when one of us is doing well, it just pushes the other to do well, too. I mean, you know, I saw Chaz break 89. And, you know, in my mind, I said, okay, now, you know, I got to try to one up. Probably did it, but, you know, you try your best to. And, you know, he wants that for me, too.
The Badgers now getting set to go on the road on Saturday to Washington State. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped their series finale with the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday by the final count of 4-2. Wade Miley takes the loss, going 6 3rd, giving up 4 earned runs. William Contreras and Mark Canna providing the only offense for the crew with solo homers each. The Brewers winning the series but missing out on a 3-game series sweep, but continuing to push things forward, according to skipper Craig Counsell.
I mean, it's a good series against a good team, and on to the next one. You know, you win series, you know, things are going to go well for us.
The Brewers lead in the NL Central sits at 3.5. Milwaukee travels to Pittsburgh tonight to open up a series with the Pirates. First pitch tonight set for 5:35. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Nice. This is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My creeper's always stocked. It's our party wine. Yeah. Crushing up things so my cheeks feel flat. So what? Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98 Q Country.
Hey, my girl is banging. She's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's. Can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, stay with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top two jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine, then her updo goes down. Hey, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Still Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy light.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
The bullets, I got the gun, I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas, I heard your 65 can really help me. I'm feeling frisky, you're feeling good, I guess the whiskey is doing what it should. I got the cigarettes, you got a lighter, and when the sun goes down we'll start a little fire.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Chase Beckham, that's 23. So in the Murdoch Murders documentary on Netflix, so far we saw Alex Murdoch go to court. He was found guilty of murdering his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul. Now, in season two, the world will be watching in bated breath as it continues, while he's in prison and such, and new evidence is brought up and stuff like that, and more people involved, I believe. So there are three new episodes of the docuseries Murdoch Murders, Southern Scandal. They are slated to premiere on Netflix the 20th of this month. So there you go, September 20th. Jason Aldean's coming up, Tyler Hubbard, Dan and Shay. We've got it right here for you.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. A mix of clouds and sun.
turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 91 this afternoon. Lows level off around 70 tonight. We should top off around 89 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 86.
Oh, okay. You ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy. Now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be here.
I love country music. 98 Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
On baby, we can do.
yesterday's classics.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
And Shay, that saved me the trouble. All right, it's the 4th of September. It's Labor Day. It's Monday. My goodness, it's National Spice Blend Day. All right, it's National Wildlife Day. I live in the country, so I see some wildlife. I love it. Newspaper Carrier Day. Do newspaper boys still drop by? Great Bathtub Race Day. All right. It's Mouth Guard Day, as in football, mouth guard, wear them playing soccer, wear them playing other sports. Mouth Guard Day. And most of all, I already mentioned it, it's Labor Day. Hope you're having a good Labor Day weekend. All right, coming up, more great country right here.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
About this event. Hey, Mitch, was that contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not
not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number. Like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 in 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fits in blue jeans, she don't need like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On a highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30.
Patient.
door, change the lock, and said adios to my selfish heart. Tore it apart and left me alone. Don't know why you were patient and wasted good saving on me. Oh, now I believe. Maybe angels don't always have.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
If your dream house is a double wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road, then, baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen cows?
I need one. She ain't climbed up in. That ain't played her favorite songs. Need